Oh dear,
what a story. I don't know who is wondering about this story. It looks so scary, right? I was having a discussion with Marina earlier the week about the story. And it's like, so God strike people down in church. I said, yeah. And it's interesting. We will go into the dynamics of this story of Ananias and Sapphira and to also understand what happened. Yeah, there are people that still believe that God does strike people down, but we believe that God has redeemed us, He saved us, and we are saved by His blood. The case of Ananias and Sapphira is a case that we have to look with delicacy, because it has to do with deception and people that come into the church pretending to be part of the church, but using it as a way to deceive and manipulate other people. You know, and I want us to play the first like this. So we'll be looking at this story from this lens. Through last month and this month, we'll be looking at the story of life in the spirit. Reverence, how to reference God in God's house, in God's presence. The Holy Spirit lives in us, and how do we reverence Him in our life? How do we reverence God in His presence? The church is not just a place where we just come and do social gatherings, eat, dance, and go. It is more than that. For me, growing up, I've seen my mom going to church every Wednesday to clean the church, to arrange the church. I didn't understand why, but she's always told us that the church, God reside here, in this place, in these walls. And I want to bring a same message to everyone today, that God is present here. It's not just a social gathering. It's not a place where we just come and sing and go. God lives here. He is present here. And as I've also seen that with Marina while we lived in Italy. For every church that she enters, she goes and she lights a candle. Through the lives of these two women, even though they live in two different continents and different age apart, I've seen how they reverence the house of God. How they've seen that God's house is not just a place where we just come and sit down and marry. If you remember the part in the Bible where Christ drove people away from the temple, He said, "My house shall be a house of prayers." It is a place where God is. It's a place where God resides. And I want us to look at the story of Ananias and Sapphira from this lens. Next slide, please. We live in a world where truth, nobody wants to say truth anymore. That is the world we're living in today. People celebrate evil. In the world we live today, people celebrate dishonesty. People pride over doing, scamming others. We've just read, within the week, we had somebody got into our subgroup and he was just calling everybody trying to scam. That is the world we live in today. And that is where God begins to judge those that have come to scam, those that have come with not a good motive, which was the case of Ananias and Sapphira, because they've come into the house of God not to worship like other people, not to serve with other people, but they've come with an intent. And when you come into the house of God with an interior motive, I have to remind you, God is able to strike. He's able to judge. Yeah, it might not be as sudden as Ananias and Sapphira, but remember, God is capable. And that is what we want to look at today. Next slide, please. Next one. Of course, the story of Ananias and Sapphira didn't start in verse 5. It started in verse 4. It was a period of time in the New Testament where the church, they were so rich that everybody was selling their own property. It's like now, Faustina sells her own car and brings it to the church. You know, everybody sells their property and brings it and share it among others. They were so rich. They were so rich and they prospered, and everybody, on their own accord, nobody was forcing anybody to do anything. Everybody went, sold their things, and they brought it to the church. That was in chapter 4. That was the context. Everybody was living in peace. It was in that moment, like I said, it is into this beautiful moment of unity comes a couple with a wrong intent. It's that we are, at the moment, we're trying, Reverend Luke and the workers in the church are trying their efforts to build the church, and we are all living in harmony. And all of a sudden, somebody just come in, and that was the case of Ananias and Sapphira. Next slide, please. For Ananias and Sapphira, it wasn't about the money, because the property was theirs. Nobody has forced them to even go and buy and sell their property. So the issue wasn't about the money. Because Paul, Peter said, even when you sold it, it was still yours. Even when you sold the property, the land was still yours. So why did you lie? And so that is the case with people that come into the church, people that live their life in such a way that they want to deceive other people, they want to manipulate other people, they want to lie. And God took their life. 3 hours after the wife came in, Paul asked the same question, and she lied. It comes us to begin to reflect on our own life. How do we live our life? Do we live our life in deception? Do we live our life in manipulating other people? You know, God frowns on these things. There's a passage in Proverbs that God says, he said, seven sins. He said, but there's one that he hates the more. And which one was it? He said, men that goes to sow discord in the midst of my brethren, in the presence of God. Those that come to the church, and the essence where they are here is to sow discord. To say one thing to one person, go to another person and say the other thing. These are the things that God hates the most in his house. And don't just say, it's a social gathering. God is present. Bible says that when two or three are gathered in my name, I am present. In every conversation you have with someone, in every prayer meeting, in every gathering that you have in this congregation, God is present. And whoever is trying to manipulate the other, God is as well present, and he's ready to strike. Next slide, please. God is able to expose the heart. God is able to expose the heart. Same way he exposed the intent of Ananias and Sapphira. Please, next slide. Of course, what we saw was God, in the case of Ananias and Sapphira, what happened? God brought judgment upon them, holy judgment upon them. I'm not saying that God goes killing people in church, striking people to church, you know, that is not the essence. But God frowns against issues like these, issues that are not favorable in the house of God. And that is why in living our lives, in our day-to-day life, in dealing, not only in the church, not only in the house of God, Even the way we deal with people outside the house of God, we have to be careful how we deal with people, because God frowns on this kind of things. Next slide, please. Then, three things I want us to take, lessons I want us to take from these lessons today. And one of them is, the heart matters the most. God sees beyond our actions to our motive. God sees beyond our heart to see our motive. Why are you doing what you're doing? Are you doing it to get recognition? Are you doing it to get noticed? Why are you in church? Why do you come every Sunday? Why are you in the choir meeting? Why do you come to different? What is the motive? God judges motive. He sees and he judges motive. And that is why we have to make our motive pure, our intention pure. Most of the time we'll ask, why is it that prayers are not answered? You've been praying to God and your prayers are not answered. Most of the time it could be because our intentions are not right. The reason why we're praying, maybe you want to buy a car so that you can oppress somebody that does not have a car. You want to have a doctorate degree so that you can brag about it, I have a doctorate degree. You know, God frowns on those that intend. He wants us to come to his presence. He wants us to come to him with a pure heart. And that is the heart that God wants. The second one is, God is holy and he is real. His spirit demands authenticity from his people. God expects us to be truthful. There's nothing like white lie or black lie. You have to be honest. God requires honesty from us as Christians of God, as we deal with people in the church, and as we deal with people outside the church. God requires us to be truthful. Then three, deception destroys a community. Lie poison the very foundation of trust. There are the three things I want us to take from this lesson. Time will fail me to dive into different aspects of this story, but what I want us to realize is that we have to check our motive when we come to God's presence. The last slide, best slide, please. Then in application, I said that we have to examine ourselves. Examine your heart regularly. Ask the Holy Spirit to expose those hidden pride, those hidden hypocrisy, selfish motive. You have to ask God to help you, help us in our day-to-day life, in the way we interact with others. Next slide, please. How then shall we live our life? How? We should live our life in such a way that we reverence God's presence, the Holy Spirit in our life. We should live our life in such a way that we care for others genuinely. We should live our life in such a way that God is present in every communication, in everything that we do. God is present in what we do, in how we relate with others. That is what God has called us to do. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.